Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Today is World Stroke Day, and while charities campaign to raise awareness of the signs of stroke and the importance of calling an ambulance as soon as possible, one academic is using the day to spread the word about techniques to help aid stroke recovery. Dr. Kenneth Monaghan is clinical musculoskeletal specialist physiotherapist and lecturer in health science and physiology at the Atlantic Technological University. And Dr. Kenneth Monaghan joins me now. You're very welcome, Kenneth, to the programme again. What is, you might explain first of all, what is a stroke and the effect it has in the body?
Cormac, thank you very much for having me on again. A stroke essentially is where the oxygen supply is cut off from going to a person's brain. And that happens usually in two ways. 85% of the time, it's that a little clot blocks the arteries that go up to the brain, so that deprives the brain of oxygen. And then the other 15% of the time is where a blood vessel in the brain can burst. And you've probably heard of people having a subarachnoid hemorrhage or a very bad bleed in the brain. And that's essentially a stroke. Mm-hmm. And that cuts off oxygen as well, because the blood surrounds the brain tissue and stops it from being able to work correctly.
And that's why they say the early warning signs are really important and the need to act quickly is important.
Yes, yes. I suppose the international acronym for the signs of a stroke at the moment are BFAST, so BEFAST. So B stands for, you know, a sudden loss of your balance or your coordination or your orientation, or sometimes even a severe headache that comes on all of a sudden, people often describing it as the worst headache you've ever had. E stands for your eyes, so, you know, vision loss in one or both of your eyes that suddenly happens. F refers to your face, so facial weakness or kind of drooping on one side of your face. A stands for arms. So, you know, if you try to lift both of your arms up, one of them would be weak, wouldn't be able to lift in the air. S stands for speech. So a slurring or kind of a dribbling of your mouth and a slurring of your speech can be a sign. And then T stands for time. And so essentially, if you see one or more of those symptoms that come on very, very suddenly, then probably the correct thing is to call 911 and have it checked out.
And do so ASAP. And I'm glad you got that in since it's World Stroke Day. But I want to talk to you about techniques to help with stroke recovery, right? And you're on to talk to us about mirror therapy in particular. What is this, Kenneth?
Yes. So imagine yourself sitting at the at your desk there now, Cormac, and imagine that you actually didn't have the movement in your left hand or your left fingers after you had a stroke. Well, if you took a mirror and you had it vertical in front of you, but sideways, so that the reflective side of the mirror was facing your good hand, and then the non-reflective side was facing your weak hand. And if you moved your head around to look in the mirror, in the reflective side, you would see a reflection of your good hand in the mirror. And after a few seconds, your brain will think that that is actually your weaker side.
Really?
So when you start moving your good hand and you're watching it, the reflection of it, what's happening is the visual feedback that you get from watching that, it sends, you know, information up to your brain that creates new pathways in your brain and kind of increases your chances of creating neuroplasticity. So we've been using that. We didn't develop it, but we've been using and advancing that over the last 12 years in our research group in Atlantic Technical University.
How successful is it? And it's fascinating, really, that you're basically looking at an image of what looks like your left hand. Isn't that right, in that example that you gave? And your brain thinks it's your left hand. And when you move your right hand, the image is like the left hand movement. And your brain is adapting to create those pathways to recreate. So how quickly does it recreate the actual left hand movement?
Well, look at it. Every patient is different. But as a very good example, I was chatting with a patient earlier on who 6 months after he had his stroke, and he had almost no movement in his left hand. And when he started using mirror therapy, after about two or three sessions, he started to have a little bit more movement in his fingers. So while you're doing, you know, even though you're moving the right hand, the good hand, you're encouraging the person to kind of start moving the not affected hand. And really, that man, a number of years later, has full movement and full function in his hand. So that was a very good example.
And I know you say a number of years later, but that is in a way miraculous, isn't it? That you can move the right hand and it helps your brain realise in some way that you can get movement back in the affected hand, the left hand, in that example. I mean, how often would you have to do it a day?
Well, look at what's been recommended. And this is the revolutionary thing, is that all the stroke associations nowadays in the world are saying that repetitive exercises, if you can motivate somebody to do repetitive exercises as often as they can in their own homes every day and over the course of weeks and months, then that's what gives them the best chance of a physical recovery or a rebuild. And of course, how you motivate people to keep doing that, well, that's part of the, I suppose, the skill to it. So if you can prove to people, for example, that they're making progress and show and prove somebody that they're making progress, then that's a very important thing, because sometimes
motivation in that itself, isn't there? That's slow progress.
It's a bit like our kids, you see. We don't see them getting tall in front of us because it's happening so slowly. And then when Granny comes in and says, look at Jesus, James got very tall, you kind of go, did he?
Yeah.
But if you have the marks on the walls and you keep doing it on a regular basis, then you see it. And it's the same with stroke recovery. If you're improving little bit by bit, it's very hard sometimes for you to prove it. But there are simple techniques that you can do that can prove that.
That mirror therapy, that mirror technique is simple, but my God, is it effective in the way you describe it. Dr. Kenneth Monaghan, clinical musculoskeletal specialist physiotherapist and lecturer in health science and physiology at Atlantic Technological University. Thank you very much indeed. If you do need those emergency numbers, it's 112 or 999. And if you or somebody you know has a stroke, you use those numbers as quickly as possible. So Dr. Kenneth Monaghan, thank you.